350 on 950 KJR. Dave and I have been doing this show for many, many years, and one of the things we hear from people is that it sounds like we have the exact same sense of humor. And in fact, we do to a point, and there's a lot of times, it's one of the things I enjoy about working with you the most, a lot of times things hit us the exact same way, and we either think it's dumb or funny or whatever. One of the things we stumbled on, Dave stumbled
I'll
on.
I'll never forget it. I was doing the show. It was when I was in Sacramento, and my dad was fighting for his life, actually, and we were looking for the Tommy Lasorda audio from from Doug Rau on the mound at Yankee Stadium during the postseason, and it took us to a site, took me to a site called Dodger Blues. I think I spent two segments just telling you what I was looking at on the site.
Yeah, that's right.
Dodgerblues.com, one word.
And I've talked to a lot of people since then, baseball fans, Dodger haters. They all love it. It is as funny a sports website dedicated to a team.
I think it's the funniest one. And no contest.
The guy behind it, or one of the guys behind it, well, who knows? We'll find out if he's the only guy behind it. He's on the phone with us right now. After many, many years, we finally said, we got to talk to somebody from this place. Here he is, Josh Siegel. Hello, Josh. Welcome to the show.
How you doing? Thanks for having me.
How do you do this?
I don't get much sleep.
Hey, by the way, hang on just a second. Josh, Dave, how long has it been since the last great Dodger moment?
Let's see, 6,423 days, 22 hours, 52 minutes, 11 seconds, and counting.
Okay, I just wanted to update that real quick. Where did Josh, where? I mean, you're born and raised L.A. I mean, you're a Dodger guy from way back. Is this where this passion came from to do this?
Yeah, I grew up in L.A., was always a Dodger fan. My family actually grew up in New York, and they moved to L.A. around the same time the Dodgers did, so it goes way back.
Wow.
You don't do this by yourself, do you?
Absolutely by myself.
Absolutely unbelievable.
That's incredible.
Once in a while, my girlfriend will find a lookalike for me, but
yeah.
You know, aside from that.
Now, I mean, and for people who haven't seen it, hopefully are now, you will see the humor in it. You will see that it does not fail to lampoon everyone and everything Dodger. What do the Dodgers themselves, have you ever got any reaction or feedback from them on this?
Yeah, I've early in the site's history, the site started about 5 years ago, and very early on they came after me for stealing pictures from their website.
Okay.
So that was fair. That was fair enough. And then since then, I've been contacted by the lawyers for Major League Baseball, by Major League Baseball Properties, which administers copyrights and trademarks. They've all come after me.
Holy smokes!
It survives. So.
Do you ever hear from like players? I mean, do you hear from anybody, let's say, within the organization who kind of gives you a nod and a wink, like, yeah, you know what, some of the stuff you're saying is pretty funny.
I hear from people who are friends of players. You know that there's some guys who enjoy it. And I know that the organization, initially they thought that it was an inside job. They were sure that it was someone with the Dodgers who was actually doing the site because there's, you know, so much information in there. But, you know, it's just an accumulation of my frustration over the years and my outlet.
And it is a fantastic outlet. Now, I imagine from a fan's perspective, I mean, you must hear from Dodger fans all over the world about this.
Yeah, I hear from, it's probably split between people who absolutely love the site and people who think I need to get a life.
people
who don't get the sense of humor. Obviously, you guys do, but there are a lot of people out there who don't. And, you know, it's a sport, you know, you got to have a sense of humor about it, especially when you're dealing with, you know, a team that's had, for, you know, 16 years, didn't win a playoff game until a couple of years ago, and you got to laugh at them.
Do you, Josh Siegel is with us. He's the brain behind Dodger Blues. Do you, in your mind, can you believe how much they've played to you? In other words, it seems like look, let's face it, they could have screwed this whole idea by winning a couple of World Series along the way, but it's like every decision.
Instead, it's Frank McCourt, it's Grady Little. I mean, you just get material after material after material.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I really don't have to do anything. It just comes to me. And sometimes, you know, I just want a day or two off, and something will happen. I go, oh, my God, I got to get on and post something else about this. And over the years, especially since O'Malley sold the team and it went into Fox ownership and then transitioned into Frank McCourt, it's been incessant, you know. I mean, McCourt has done things between firing people every week or two and taking the names off the jerseys to be more like the Red Sox, and it's unbelievable.
Yeah. We've got, you know, one of our favorite things is the photo fun feature.
Absolutely.
And we like all of them, but I'll ask you before we tell you, do you have one that's your favorite? Because you recycle some old ones occasionally. For photo fun, do you have one that you like the best?
Let's see. I'm looking back at them right now.
We all are.
Yeah, there's a lot of good ones.
I think I have to go with Wilson Alvarez eating snacks.
Yeah, now that's not bad. Now, Dave and I both agree, though, that watching Jeff Kent become a team leader.
Yeah, that's an unbelievable one, actually.
Very good.
Thank you. That one took me, I think, a pretty long time.
What was the controversy a couple of years ago about resetting the all-time moment Dodger clock? It was something that happened and everybody wanted you to reset it. And you're like, wait a minute. Kirk Gibson's home run was a great moment. This other thing was like a playoff win or something.
Yeah, it was the very end of the season. It came down, the division race came down to the last weekend. Dodgers were playing the Giants, and I guess it was the second to last game. Steve Finley hit a grand slam in the bottom of the ninth inning to cap a comeback, and the Dodgers knocked the Giants out. And it was enjoyable and exciting, but to compare that to Gibson's home run is ridiculous.
Right.
And, you know, this way there's never going to be anything that compares to Gibson's home run, and this way I can leave it up there forever, and I'm lazy, and I won't have to do anything. I got an email from someone in Seattle earlier today saying that they wish there was a site like this up there, and if there was, they couldn't have a clock, though, because there's never been a great moment.
I'm afraid you're right. I mean, yeah. Griffey sliding into home, but
that's not a
World Series win. That's not a World Series winning homer.
I'll tell you what's a great moment, actually, for the Mariners was in 93 when they chose A-Rod in front of Darren Dreyfuss.
Yeah.
and look again what happened. That may be my key. Now, wait a minute. I think we finally stumbled onto something here. Groz and I,
look,
Josh.
We're just going to flat out say it, okay?
We are dying to be named assholes of the moment.
It would mean so much. And maybe that, in fact, is enough.
Well, no, wait, that might be enough, but I will go ahead and admit I lobbied hard for Darren Dreyfuss. I remember thinking this team needs a pitcher. It doesn't need a position player. Now, that's an asshole move if I've ever heard one, Josh.
Absolutely.
Is there any way?
It's ever really slow. If for some reason the Dodgers settle into a 10 or 12 game winning streak, very boring, you know, Grady Little somehow magically making all the right moves and everything working out, it would just mean the world to us. And we check every frickin' day.
Yeah.
It does not have to be tomorrow or anything like that. We're there every single day.
All right, I can give that, guys, that to you.
All right.
For having me on, that's fair enough.
Fabulous. Well, what else do you do?
Do you make a living off this, by the way?
I was going to ask, does this pay the rent or do you do other things?
It doesn't pay much, no. Yeah. It really pays, kind of covers the cost of maintaining the site.
But it's not paying for your time or anything like that.
No, I do. I have a day job. A lot of times runs into the night, and then to get home and then have this to do is it's challenging. I mean, I love it, but it gets tiring.
So what's your day job?
I'm a landscape architect.
All right, cool. That'll keep you busy in L.A.
That and then doing this, and you have a girlfriend too. Holy smokes, man, you're doing something right.
Yeah, he's all right. He's got a life.
Hey, Josh, we really appreciate your time and continued success. The site is just fantastic. It really is.
Much.
We're big fans of it up here.
Glad you guys like it. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks a lot, Josh. Josh Siegel, the brain behind DodgerBlues.com.
Guess what random Dodger just popped up?
One of the features on Dodger Blues is a random Dodger that every once in a while you just throw up a random Dodger. Who is it?
Darren Dreyfuss. $55 million, nine wins.
That's got to get us in there because he'll just say, unfortunately, you'll have to be linked with
that's
me.
That's all right. In is all that matters.
Yeah, because I remember thinking, boy, Dreyfuss would have been the pick here. He's a great college pitcher. And
$55 million.
A-Rod's a kid.
Well, like I said, if you're playing around in front of the computer or thinking about doing a site like that, this would be a pretty good template to follow.
Yeah, you know what?
It's
very,
very clever. And there are other good ones, too, but this one's definitely our favorite.
Hey, would you like to hear the useless poll that just popped up on mine?
Yeah.
How long will Grady Little last as Dodger manager? 6 months, a season, 2 seasons, 3 seasons, or until he's tracked down and killed by Boston fans who are still angry?
It's 4 o'clock, and we will continue on Groz with Gas.
The Groz with Gas Mail line.